listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Facebook Live and RBN at the same time. All right. So today's topic is light blue. And so lately, actually, there's this new disease out there. It's new because, to me, because it came up after I left medical school. Left medical school in 1983. And so it is now 2018. Been a while. And so it's these new diseases coming up, and sometimes you have to just take a look and say, hey, what's going on here? And so this came to my attention because I asked one of my listeners, actually I sent out emails to people saying, hey, what do you want to hear about? And so this one person said, hey, I want to hear about fat disorders. I said, oh, okay, well, let me look into that, see what's going on there. And so today we're going to look into fat disorders and see if we can't somehow get to the bottom of this. All right, so this is what this person said. I really want to hear Dr. Daniels discuss the whole topic on fat disorders. I personally have lipomas all over my body, but there's a whole community on fat disorders. Okay, so I'm going to take the medical perspective because it's probably what you're going to hear if you decide to take this problem to a doctor. So there's two types of fat disorders. Unfortunately, none of them include these lipid blobs under the skin. So I'm going to talk about lipodystrophies. Very interesting, because I think it demonstrates a pattern. And it's important to understand this pattern. And once you understand this pattern, it makes it a lot easier for you to safeguard your health. Okay, and then we're going to get, we're going to backtrack, and we'll cover lipomas. Okay, I got a lot of people tuning in here. Pamela, hello. Hi, Kip, long time no see. Good morning, Tom. Michael says hello. Hi, Mike. Okay, oh yeah, I have to talk about that. Okay. All right, so first of all, it's always nice to get a definition. I like to go to the medical industrial complex itself and get their definition. That way we can, we're all on the same page. Okay, so lipodystrophy. And I'm telling you, some things you just cannot make up. All right, so definition. It's characterized by abnormal or degenerative conditions of the body's fat tissue. They use the word adipose, but it's fat. And so loss of fat from one area of the body, usually the face, as you can imagine, it's very distressing, is a second definition. And so the disorder of fatty tissue characterized by selective loss of body fat, patients with lipodystrophy have a tendency to develop insulin-resistant diabetes, a high triglyceride level, and fatty liver. There are numerous forms of lipodystrophy that are genetic, which is inherited, or acquired, not inherited. Now, to really get a grip on this, I figured, well, let me just take a look at the scientific papers written on this. And boy, was I in luck. There's something called the Journal of Clinical Endocrinology and Metabolism. And they did what's called a review article, which means they did no research on their own, and they read all the other articles in the past, it had been written on the topic. So this is kind of like a summary. So these scientists did a summary. And so I'm going to translate this into English for you so you can understand it better. Lipodystrophies are a different mixed bag. They can be genetic, which means you got them from your parents. We're going to blame your parents. They gave you bad genes. Or acquired, characterized by selective loss of body fat and predisposition to insulin resistance. The extent of fat loss determines the severity of associated complications such as diabetes, elevated triglycerides, and fat in the liver. And they looked on original articles and for review articles via PubMed, and PubMed is the premier location for authentic, credible, believable, high-status articles in the medical arena. And so they added these articles to the knowledge of the author's knowledge of the field. All right, great. And he says the autosomal recessive congenital, that means from birth, generalized means all over the body, lipodystrophy, that means problem with fat, and autosomal dominant partial lipodystrophy are two most common types of genetic lipodystrophies. Now, you have to examine this sentence carefully. So autosomal recessive means both parents contribute to the problem, and autosomal dominant means only one parent contributes to the problem, but it's partial, which means not half of the kids are getting it, which is what you would expect. So already, the medical industrial complex is saying, we are bending, stretching, breaking our own genetic rules, but we're going to call it genetic anyway, even though it doesn't behave in a genetic way. All right, we'll cut them some slack. They make the rules. We're going to follow the rules. And so these are the two most common types of genetic lipodystrophies. And so even though these are the two most common types, one of these types doesn't follow a genetic pattern. In other words, only one parent is affected or is donating the problem, and less than half of the offspring are affected. So it tells you then that this is most likely not genetic. It's not following a genetic pattern, even in the ones where it's called genetic. Okay. The most prevalent subtype of acquired, that means you picked it up after you were born, lipodystrophy currently occurs with prolonged duration, that means time, of protease inhibitors containing highly active antiretroviral therapy in HIV-infected patients. Stop right there. So the most prevalent type of this condition occurs with prolonged use of protease inhibitors. You don't even need to go any further as to whether the person's HIV-infected or whether they're not. It doesn't matter. Why doesn't it matter? Well, it doesn't matter because HIV is imaginary, because the virus does not cause the disease. So the cause, then, they're saying, is the use of antiretroviral therapy. This is important to note because more and more conditions are being treated with antiretroviral therapy. So we can find that this condition will spread. Okay. And so the current management includes cosmetic surgery, okay, and early identification and treatment of other complications with diet, exercise, hypoglycemic drugs, that means diabetes drugs, and lipid-lowering agents, that means basically cholesterol drugs. So we don't have, the medical industrial complex does not have effective therapy for this condition. This is another important thing to get a grip on. All right. Now, I could bore you with all of the genetic types, but I won't do that. Instead, I'm just going to count for you how many genetic types there are. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19. So there's 19 genetic syndromes that cause genetic lipodystrophy. But wait, how many cases total are there in the United States? You have to sit down and listen to this one. 1,000. There's only 1,000 cases of genetic lipodystrophy. So even though these things are called, you've got this big article written on it, there's only 1,000 cases. But wait, we have acquired lipodystrophy. How many cases are there of acquired? That means you got it after you were born. How many of those? 100,000. 100,000. So let's just round up the math here. We have 101,000 cases total in the United States. 1,000 genetic. We'll call it 1%. 100,000 acquired. That's 99%. So I would say you can just go for the odds, right? If you have lipodystrophy, 99% chance it's acquired. Skip the genetic testing. But let's take a closer look at the so-called genetic ones. Genetics means spread from genes. Congenital means present at birth. The cause may or may not be genetic. So let's take a look at these so-called genetic ones. So you have a type, it has a name, then you have a subtype, which is the gene. What gene causes this? And then key clinical features, got that, and then molecular basis or other comments. It's important to note, I think, that of the congenital types, 6, they have not identified a gene. How can you call something genetic when you have not identified a gene? Exactly. So let's just take a look at some of these and see what they're characterized. So one has loss of body fat and muscle mass at birth. All right, got it. Another one. I'm looking for the one here. These are also, many of them, characterized by fever. It's important to understand that when there's a fever present, there's probably a parasite behind it. We're not looking at a gene issue here. Okay, so we have these syndromes presumed to be genetic with no gene identified. So there might be something else that the parents are passing on to the children, or there might be another process going on here. So let's take a look at the acquired, since it's 99% of cases anyway, and see if we can't figure out a few clues. Now, the interesting thing is they literally spend 80% of the article on the genetic ones, which only represent 1% of the cases. Okay, so since there's 99% chance if you have a lipid problem, it's acquired, then I'd say there's no point in testing. And since there's no therapy, even more no point in testing. And so despite recognition of acquired lipodystrophies for more than a century, it's 100 years, progress in understanding how this happens has been slow. So the lipodystrophies have been reported in approximately, in many cases, of various ethnicities. Ethnicities means people of all different complexions or cultures seem to have shown up with this problem. Again, another case against any genetic origin. With a male to female ratio of 1 to 4. So women are 4 times more likely to have this problem than men. Mostly Caucasians. And in Caucasians, the male to female ratio is 1 to 3. And it's estimated to be affecting, well, like I said, 100,000 people in the United States. That's a substantial number when you consider that it didn't affect that many people before. So this is something that's really kind of new and growing. All right. So there's something called Lawrence syndrome. Whenever you have a good disease, you got to name it after somebody. And that somebody generally gets prizes and goodies. And this one occurs during childhood, and the pattern and extent of fat loss is variable, In other words, sometimes it can be maybe the arm, sometimes it can be legs, sometimes it can be face. It varies. Most of the patients have generalized fat loss. Some areas of the body, such as intra-abdominal and bone marrow fat, are spared. So abdominal fat and bone marrow fat are spared. This is interesting to point out. And these people are likely to develop severe liver fibrosis, diabetes, elevated triglycerides, which pose a therapeutic challenge. Now, the interesting thing about this childhood issue, again, is that the abdomen is spared. So the fat loss in these people may be variable, exact mechanism unknown. 1/4, they get inflammation of the lower tummy. And another 1/4, if autoimmune diseases like juvenile dermatomyositis. That means as a child, they get skin rashes with fever. And the remaining patients with idiopathic, that means the doctor's an idiot. That's a joke. Idiopathic means the doctor does not understand what causes it. Many unknown mechanisms are likely involved. And severe fat loss. Some patients have reported to have chronic hepatitis, autoimmune features, and low serum complement. Okay, so again, autoimmune is a parasite. Most autoimmune conditions, the parasite is syphilis. However, you know, we're not going to do any name calling here. It could be any parasite. Suggesting involvement in the classical complement pathway and the pathogenesis of fat loss. All right, so this is key. This occurs in childhood. Occurs in the extremities. Where do kids get their vaccines? In the extremities. And what are vaccines contaminated with? Syphilis. So this Lawrence lipodystrophy situation is very easily explained. And of course you have the liver involved, because what's the liver trying to do? The liver is trying to clear or get rid of the parasite. And so this is classic and pretty straightforward. Why the guy writing the article couldn't figure it out, I have no idea. Then we look at APL, which is Barraquer-Simons syndrome. Now, the onset of this syndrome in most patients occurs before the age of 15 years. Again, high vaccine. Fat loss occurs gradually in a symmetric fashion, left and right. First affecting the face, then spreading downward. Most patients lose fat from the face, neck, upper extremities, and trunk. In fact, many accumulate excess fat in the hips and legs. And these are your ladies who go on to get their liposuction at the age of 20-something or 30-something. Metabolic complications are usually not seen. However, 1/5 of the patients develop glomerulonephritis, which is kidney disease. Later on, some of them develop even more illnesses. Fat loss involves autoimmune-mediated destruction of fat. Okay, so again, autoimmune-mediated, what do we know? Parasites. More than 80% of the patients have low serum complement levels and a circulating autoantibody called complement nephritic factor that blocks degradation of certain enzymes, although exact disease as to why the fat is lost is unknown. So, again, we have, again, the word autoimmune here. We've got complement, which is your immune system making proteins to fight an infection. Straightforward, this is a parasite problem. The report of loss of subcutaneous fat from the thighs, legs, and butt, and the presence of diabetes is atypical. Okay. Again, lots of fat from where? Legs, butt, thighs. These are places where injections are given, generally. And especially, again, for kids. So if you have someone getting immunizations at, you know, 3 months, 6 months, 1 year, 4 years, 5 years, and again, 13 years of age, now they have a whole set of vaccines at 13 years of age, then you're going to notice the onset prior to age 15, and where are shots given? The legs, thighs, and butt. So this is pretty straightforward. All right, we are going to commercial and we'll be back. Yeah.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Give such delight. We all leave before morning light. Please don't go. No, please don't go.
Hi, this is Dr. Daniels, and welcome back to Healing with Dr. Daniels. Okay. So we're talking about lipodystrophy. We're looking at the acquired lipodystrophies to see if we can get an understanding. And so the first two, the Lawrence syndrome and the Barraquet-Simons syndrome, appear to be located to injection sites and immunizations. So let's take a look at the antiretroviral therapy. Induced one. This is the biggest group. So now, what's going on with this one? So this is after taking protease inhibitors for 2 years or more. Most patients, it's a lot, most patients, gradually lose subcutaneous fat from the arms, legs, and face. And fat loss from the face can be so severe as to result in emaciated appearance. Some areas of the body are spared, and some patients accumulate excess fat there, manifesting as a buffalo hump, double chin, and increased waist circumference. So imagine you're a regular looking person. You start taking these drugs. Now you get a double chin, a buffalo hump. Your waist goes away. You become fat and flabby. And then your arms and legs start looking like lumpy spiders. This is very disfiguring, even for someone who's not especially vain. This is devastating. But the consolation is only a few develop diabetes. This is, but only a few develop diabetes. So it's not clear if the author is hoping they get diabetes or what. But anyway, so both protease inhibitors and nucleoside reverse transcriptase inhibitors are implicated. So in other words, two classes of drugs commonly given to HIV patients are implicated. And again, in talking with many people who contact me, I find that protease inhibitors are being recommended for even more conditions. And so these drugs cause lipodystrophy and result in accumulation of toxic, that's poisonous, farnesylated prolamin. Other mechanisms, such as altered expression of key transcription factors involved in the manufacture of fat, and sterol, that means sterol as in steroids, as in testosterone, estrogen, regulatory element binding protein, may be involved. And the protease inhibitors induce insulin resistance, that means early diabetes, by inhibiting glucose transport. And these drugs have been proposed to induce fat loss by inhibiting mitochondrial polymerase. In other words, it wipes out your each cell's energy center, the mitochondria, and causing mitochondrial toxicity, poisoning the mitochondria. In other words, it's gradually killing all the cells in the body, which means gradually killing, of course, the individual. Because these drugs are usually given together as part of a drug cocktail, the individual effects of these drugs remain unclear. In other words, we know this cocktail, or they know this cocktail causes lipodystrophy, but they don't know which drugs in the cocktail influence lipodystrophy in which way. It's likely that these problems of lipodystrophy and metabolic abnormalities are similar to those seen in patients with a familial form. Whoa, whoa, whoa. So in other words, the familial form is most likely caused by a drug, a medical intervention. And as we mentioned before, vaccines appear to be likely, especially with the distribution of legs and butt, which is where the kids generally get their shots. So these drugs may be responsible for fat accumulation in the neck region, buffalo hump, as seen in patients with multiple symmetric lipomatosis due to mitochondrial DNA mutations. Okay, so this is really shocking that, you know, this person can write this article explaining how these drugs are not only destroying fat, destroying mitochondria, and destroying the body's ability to make energy even, and therefore destroying fundamental life in the body itself. All right, we're going to go to commercial. Can't you see I'm burning, burning?
Oh, you are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations. A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hi, this is Dr. Daniels, and welcome back to Healing with Dr. Daniels. Okay, so we are looking at the acquired lipodystrophies. And so sorting out here, basically, you can get them with vaccination. You can get them by taking drugs your doctor prescribes. We'll say antiretroviral therapy, protease inhibitors. And then there's localized lipodystrophy. So localized lipodystrophies present with focal, that means focused in one place, loss of subcutaneous fat, usually causing one or more dimples. In some patients, large, contiguous, that means next to each other, or anatomically distinct areas on any region of the body may be involved. Localized loss of subcutaneous fat usually occurs due to, are you ready? Injection of various drugs. Various drugs? Again, vaccines. And a big one is diabetics. So many diabetics have dimpling and destruction of fat throughout their skin, lipodystrophy. And it's simply because they're injecting insulin. So injection of various drugs, and this is interesting. This can be caused by injection of any drug, any injection. For example, back in 2003, I decided, well, let me try injectable B12. So I injected some B12 under my skin and got this lipodystrophy right there at the site. In other words, the fat literally started dissolving. And I said, oh, no more B12 shots for me. And fortunately, sublingual B12 is as powerful as injected B12. So there's no need for B12 shots. So injection of drugs, anything, even vitamins, anything injectable will cause this problem. And obviously, if you're injecting again and again and again, and as a diabetic, they tell you, rotate your sites, different site every time, then you're going to get destruction of fat every place you inject. Paniculitis, and paniculitis is simply a systemic infection, read parasites, that localize in your lower fat pad of your stomach. Pressure, I'm not sure what they mean by pressure. Maybe what they're talking about is maybe people get pressure sores and other mechanisms that they're not really sure about. Okay, so this is important. Now, I want you to take a look at this. We have 100,000 cases of lipodystrophy, 100,000, due to exclusively iatrogenic mechanisms. So we have a situation where we have 100,000 cases of the disease caused by medical intervention. This is shocking. I mean, how can you do this? You have an industry that creates a disease. Or I should say creates harm. And then they take all this harm, lump it together in a pile, and they give it a name, and they call it a disease. So rather than saying, we are harming people, we are hurting people with our injections, with these drugs, and maybe we should stop. Mm-mm. No. Level up. Double down. And say, oh, we've discovered a new disease. Yay! And they're going to treat this disease with what? Surgery. Call it mutilation. And this is something that happens a lot in medicine. When I first, so after I lost my license, I started looking into this. I'm like, this is bizarre. How can you take someone's license away for getting someone better? And I said to myself, you know, maybe I wasn't supposed to get anybody better. Maybe I really did do something wrong. And so I said, well, let me look into this. Maybe they were right and I was wrong. Maybe it's a license to kill, mutilate, and dismember. And because I wasn't killing, mutilating, or dismembering people, then I needed to lose a license. I didn't qualify to have the license. And that's when I started looking up drugs, for example, for hypertension. Well, many of you have probably heard that if you have hypertension, it's bad because it can cause a heart attack, it can cause kidney failure, and it can cause stroke. Right? Sounds good. Mm-hmm. So I started looking up the drugs used to treat hypertension, and what do they cause? Stroke, heart attack, and kidney failure. I said, that is so interesting. And the drugs then, in case that's not good enough for you, also cause arthritis and diabetes. I said, wow, that is amazing. And so what you have then, if you have a condition called hypertension, which when left untreated, may or may not have consequences, but when you treat it, for sure, you get heart attack, you get stroke, you get kidney failure, and some diabetes and arthritis. And so this is the same thing we're seeing here, is there's widespread use of drugs, in this case, injectables. One very widely used injectable is vaccines, flu shot, childhood vaccines, and now is putting forth a whole class of adult vaccines. And these medical interventions are causing problems. And one way to deal with these problems is to bundle them all together and say, hey, it's a new disease. Yeah, it's a new disease. And let's use this disease as an opportunity for more intervention. And so what is the additional intervention? The treatment. Treatment of lampadystrophy is quite challenging, which means the results are poor. Just put this in English for you. Proper counseling of parents as far as pathogenesis, that means how this disease starts, and expected course of the type of lipodystrophy is critical for relieving the stress and psychological sequelae in children affected with this. Parents should provide support to affected children to help them adjust among their friends and classmates, because reversal of the lost fat tissue is not possible. Not going to happen. So these kids can get cosmetic surgery to improve their appearance, and they can get more drugs to manage metabolic complications. And that's all that we have. Autologous adipose tissue transplant, that means taking fat from one part of the body and putting it in another part of the body, are the only therapeutic options. And this transfer of fat tissue or putting in dermal fillers can improve facial appearance. However, you got a child, right? So if you put in a dermal filler here that might be appropriate and look fine at age 3, as a kid grows and gets larger at age 5, that filler itself is going to be a cosmetic eyesore. Unwanted excess fat tissue from a chin, buffalo hump, and vulvar region, that's the lips of the vagina, can be surgically cut out, or removed by liposuction. Again, more intervention, creating more money, more revenue, and more income for the medical industrial complex. These patients can undergo reconstructive facial surgery, including mandibular resection. That means including cutting off their jaw. Lack of clinical trial evidence. For lack of clinical trial evidence, that means they have no research to support this. They don't know. They're making it up. All patients are advised to consume high carbohydrate, low fat diets. And to increase your physical activity, especially aerobic training, to lower insulin resistance. But wait, stop. We have the destruction and loss of fat, and you're going to treat it with an ultra low fat diet? Really? How is the person ever going to, one, prevent the progression or worsening of the disease, because now you've taken their fat away? And how are they going to even reverse it? Answer, you can't. So, and they're saying, no, there's no evidence that any of this works, but this is what they're going to recommend. However, patients with familial situation that has associated cardiomyopathy, because it can destroy your heart, by the way, they can avoid strenuous exercise. Analytic bone lesions in patients usually do not pose a risk of fracture. Lytic means destructive, so they've destroyed this can actually destroy bones. So there's lack of clinical evidence. No controlled clinical trials have been conducted to help guide therapy for metabolic complications. In other words, they have done no scientific research to determine what drug therapy might be beneficial for metabolic complications. However, fibrates, which means cholesterol-lowering drugs or cholesterol-binding drugs, and fish oil should be used and may be combined with statins in some patients. Well, how can you say anything should be used if you've got no research? Okay. There's no hard evidence to show that thiazolidinones can improve fat deposits in certain areas. Instead, patients with these problems should not take this drug because it can possibly increase unwanted fat deposition in areas that are not affected. And so, for many patients with generalized problem, insulin therapy is needed. Now remember, this whole syndrome, all 100,000 cases, were caused by drug use by going to the doctor and getting drugs prescribed. This, by the way, is why it's four times more likely in women than men, because more women go to the doctors more often, take drugs more often. And so even though the number of HIV-infected people is not three times higher in women, this condition is, because women tend to go to doctors more and tend to take drugs and are much more compliant. So for patients with HIV taking protease inhibitors, they can take other retroviral agents or more, of course. It might improve their insulin resistance. However, lipodystrophy may not improve. Recently, a gonadotropin hormone-releasing factor analog, tesamorelin, was approved for reducing excess visceral fat in people with HIV taking retroviral drugs. However, it does not improve fat loss. So it reduces visceral fat, which is fat you can't see anyway, so how do you know if it's working? But does not improve fat loss. So this is the article in the matter. So what's a person to do? I mean, this is outrageous. Outrageous. So obviously, don't take any injectables, whatever it might be. Do not, as Nancy Reagan would say, just say no to drugs. So do not take injectables, because it doesn't even matter what's being injected. Lipodystrophy is caused by taking injectables. Next thing that causes it is, in this case, antiretroviral drugs, but there are many drugs that can cause it. Let me see if they can, if they have a list of drugs. A lot of times they don't give a list of drugs. All right, so they don't give a list of drugs. And so the leading cause, though, is drugs. And the best way to do that is simply not to take drugs. Now, what about other more... So how do you avoid taking drugs? Keep listening to this podcast, listen to the recordings of replays, and you'll have tons of methods of avoiding drugs and not taking drugs. So that leaves us with other forms of, like, the person asking the question was really concerned with lipomas, which is not considered a fat disorder, even though it is a lump of fat kind of in the wrong place that you don't really want. So what is a lipoma? So I'm going to give you my assessment of what a lipoma is. So from going to medical school, from watching many surgeries where lipomas are removed, and actually even doing a few myself, I've come to, and from observing people using turpentine and seeing these lipomas disappear, I realized that lipomas are just a storage mechanism for your body to store parasites, toxins, and poisons. So the two things necessary for getting rid of lipomas is, one, stop poisoning yourself, and two, take turpentine to dissolve the lipomas. And you have to take it internally. So topical use of turpentine on a lipoma doesn't make sense. First of all, most people have more than one lipoma. So most people will have like an assortment of 50 to 100 small lipomas around their torso. And so the amount of turpentine it would take to cover the lipoma is excessive. In other words, it's unsafe. It's too much turpentine. So it's much better to take it internally and smaller amounts, which would be safe. So to find out exactly how to do this, you should go to vitalitycapsules.com, enter your email address, and get your free report. So remember, go to vitalitycapsules.com, enter your email address, and get your free report. Now, we also have another site, drjenniferdaniels.org, so drjenniferdaniels.org. At that site, you can get your free report, but you can also schedule an appointment in case I don't get to your questions today. So getting rid of lipomas is a different issue than lipodystrophy. So lipoma is too much fat in a particular area, a fatty lump. And lipodystrophy is, or lipoid disease, is destruction of fat. So the two opposites. But I think the other thing that this lipodystrophy thing brings up is that you should always be suspicious of any new or rare disease. Most, if not all, new or rare disease are created by a cultural practice. Usually the cultural practice is seeing your doctor. But sometimes a cultural practice can be drinking contaminated water, maybe the practice of drinking tap water, eating contaminated foods. So there are many different cultural practices. But a new disease is, without exception, created by a new cultural practice. It is not created by some fairy dust just falling on your head out of nowhere. And so in this case, we've taken a look at lipodystrophy, and the cause has been pretty obvious. Anything you inject, however you inject it, whatever it may be, will cause lipodystrophy. And so it's important to look into these things whenever there's a new disease. So rather than saying, oh, wow, oh, I've got a new disease. Oh, my God, my doctor diagnosed it. Oh, he gave it a label. I feel so much better. You know, look a little deeper. And sometimes you can get rid of things without necessarily getting a label. And doctors label things. Well, I won't say doctors label things. It's really not accurate. Things are labeled by the medical industrial complex for a reason. And the reason is to promote more drug use, more mutilation, more medical intervention. So a lot of people say, well, I just want to get a diagnosis. Again, it's often not necessary. The purpose of diagnoses, and these are all created by the medical industrial complex, the purpose of the diagnosis is to induce you to get more medical intervention. And so medical diagnosis is generally not a positive thing to seek out. And again, many of these so-called diagnoses using these diagnostic techniques, whether it's a blood test or an x-ray or a biopsy, these things are random diagnosis generators or random number generators. And they will often diagnose you as being sick when in actual you're healthy, or diagnose you as having a condition that maybe you don't have. So illness is like crime. If you test for it, you'll find it. If you look for it, you'll find it. Whether or not the person is actually sick, all you have to do is look for illness, it will show up. And this is just because of the way tests are designed. Now that brings us the end of the first hour, and I think we pretty much have 2 hours where we can check out. First of all, we're going to check out our Facebook comments. Well, maybe we can check out our chat room comments. Chat room. We're going to sign into chat room. Haven't been there yet today. Uh-oh, that didn't work. Let's try this one. Ugh. All right, not letting me into my chat room. Well, I guess we can't say hi in the chat room today, so let's check out. There we go, we found it. Okay, let's see. Oh, Baravu checked in. Hi, it's been a long time. Okay. All right. All right. Looking for questions on the chat room. It looks like I don't even hear it for a fact. How can I ask Dr. Daniels a question if it's not related to a current program? You can type it in there and I might or might not answer it. All right. Oh, okay. So today I turned into Jennifer Daniels, not Healing with Dr. Daniels. I don't know how that happened. I always click the same button. You know, yesterday I just finally realized that my videos have comments, so we can go check those out. How many screens does Dr. Daniels have running? Dr. Daniels has 6 screens running. Okay, just got here. I had liposuction with breast reduction. Bad job. I think jelly-like mass on my sides. Yeah, the liposuction they do for the, I'll call it the general population, is very much hit and miss. Whereas for movie stars, they do simulations, they do pictures, they do all kinds of stuff. They measure how much fat they take out one place and measure how much they put in another place. It's a quite different procedure. When I was in medical school, I was shocked at what they did to regular people. Okay, we are going to commercial now. We'll be back after commercial.
I saw you there, just standing there. I thought I was only dreaming, yeah. I kissed you then, and then once again. You said you would come and dance with me. Dance with me.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard. Yeah.